The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHN, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 continuing to rapidly spread across the nation, across the state of Michigan, right here in our area as well. Hospitals filling up again. It's just been a rough start to 2022, and we're not out of it just yet. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about the Omicron variant, about getting vaccinated, is infectious disease specialist from the University of Michigan, Dr. Payal Patel. And Dr. Patel, the one thing that we know is that a lot of the people that are hospitalized with COVID right now are people that didn't get the vaccine.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, that only thing that's really changed so much over the last year is just availability of vaccines. And so we just continued to see that the vaccines continue to do what they were intended to do, and that is to keep us out of the hospital and out of the intensive care unit. And unfortunately, we're still seeing folks getting admitted and being very sick, and many of them are unvaccinated, most of them.
I do hear people that are unvaccinated say, why bother with the vaccine? You're going to get it anyway. And it's true. A lot of people that are vaccinated and have the booster and maybe even had COVID already prior to having the vaccine are getting this Omicron variant. So what do you say to somebody who says, why even bother getting the vaccine if I'm just going to get it anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's really about risk, and it's really about playing with fire, really. And on top of that, so many times it's not just about you, it's about those you live with and those you interact with. And so what I've noticed is that often families are either vaccinated together or unvaccinated together. And unfortunately, one person gets sick. That person may or may not come to the hospital, but their mom, dad, uncle, you know, they're the folks who end up coming into the hospital. And so I think remembering that it's really not just about you, it's about those around you, those who may not have a perfect immune system. And those choices can really affect more than one individual.
How important is the booster at this point? For a long time, fully vaccinated meant that you had both of your vaccine shots, except Johnson & Johnson, which is a one-dose treatment, or vaccine, rather. But now we're hearing the booster is important. Why?
Yeah, you know, I think if you think about it, it's a snapshot in time, and we've seen the virus has continued, unfortunately, to evolve and try to outsmart, you know, as much as it can. And in one way, the vaccines continued to work, and that's a great thing. We're really lucky. And the booster basically just helps decrease those chances yet again of you getting very, very ill from COVID-19. And so, you know, when we've had the first shot, that was perfect for that snapshot in time. When we got the second shot, that really, you know, got our immune system going, really recognized what COVID-19 was. And now the booster, because there is still so much virus around in the community across the nation, you know, the booster is really helping you again decrease those chances of you getting very, very ill.
We are seeing in some parts of the country, and just the very beginnings of the Omicron variant beginning to subside. We're not there yet nationally. We're certainly not there yet here in Michigan, but hopefully soon we'll see fewer cases. What is the likelihood of another variant emerging after Omicron?
You know, unfortunately, I do think that we will see, you know, minimally one or two more variants this year. Just because, again, remembering at the end of the day, you know, we have had really easy access to the vaccines, free access to the vaccines here in the United States. But across the world, it's been very difficult for many people to get that first vaccine, second vaccine. And so the virus has had, you know, time now, more than, you know, 2 years really to continue to evolve. And so, you know, we're really facing a virus that is going to continue to evolve. But as we get more people vaccinated, I think that we will hopefully continue to see variants that have little impact on vaccination status. And that, at the end of the day, is good news.
Do you suppose that we're going to need to see a new vaccine developed at some point if we see, you know, additional variants?
Yeah, you know, it's been so hard to predict, you know, even week to week, you know, what has happened. I remember the day after Thanksgiving is when we heard about Omicron, and already, you know, we've seen such a rapid rise in Omicron really becoming the predominant variant in the United States. So it's really, really hard to predict. But I would say remembering that, you know, taking it as what is going to help me today stay protected. And if in 3 months or 4 months, that means taking, you know, yet another booster and that helps keep you out of the hospital, I think that at the end of the day, the benefits outweigh the risk there.
We're talking with Dr. Payal Patel about the COVID vaccine and the Omicron variant that has just spread across the country so rapidly, as you point out, Dr. Patel. I'm wondering, so we've still got a lot of winter left ahead of us. Do we all stay indoors, masked, socially distanced? What do we want to do if we want to get together with friends and relatives over these next few months as we spend more time indoors? What's the best way to avoid getting and spreading COVID?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, one thing that's been really interesting, just going out, going to the grocery store, you know, walking around, I think I've seen a lot less mask use more recently. And, you know, it's surprising because we're still having a lot of community transmission. You know, when you're in that grocery store, there is almost certainly multiple people there that either don't know yet that they have COVID. And remember that you are the most contagious in those first days that you get, you know, infected with COVID-19. And so I would continue to tell the population that if you really want to try to avoid getting COVID-19 in the next few weeks, especially when we still have such high community rates, I would keep those masks on in public places. And especially with the winter that we're having, you know, people are going to be huddled up in those indoor places. That's different than, you know, if everyone in your family is vaccinated, boosted, you know, that's going to feel a lot safer than we felt a year ago, more than a year ago when none of us had vaccines. So I think, you know, doing some of those smart things, keeping that mask on in public places can help decrease your chances of getting an infection.
You know, one of the conversations I've had with an unvaccinated person is, you know, he says, well, it was developed too quick. I don't trust it. I'm going to wait and see, you know, what happens to people that have received the vaccine before I go out and get it myself. And I say, I would much rather have the vaccine, and I have been vaccinated, than wait and see what happens if you get COVID, especially this Omicron variant. What do you say to people that say, it was developed too soon. I don't trust the vaccine?
You know, I have two things that I would say to that. And the first is, you know, this mRNA vaccine, that this technology, this research has been going on for 40 years, right? And so it wasn't brand new. The only thing that was different is the government worked with, you know, public and private partnerships to really decrease the red tape that often occurs when something new is being developed. So that was really the thing that was different, was a lot of the red tape was cut so that vaccines could quickly get out to the market. And we were lucky, you know, that scientists were able to put together the work that had been done in the past with this new virus to make these really, really effective vaccines. So, you know, that's the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is, you know, wait and see, like, what are you waiting for now? You know, there's millions and millions of people who have gotten the vaccine. That includes kids, that includes adolescents, all, you know, more than 80% of the elderly population has decided to protect itself against, you know, getting really sick from COVID-19. And so I think the wait and see, perhaps initially, I can understand, but it's more than a year later. I think there's nothing good to wait for now, and you're just continuing to put yourself at risk of this upending your life.
Yeah. Well, where can people, Dr. Patel, go for more information, for good information about the vaccine?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, there's some really helpful, I think, infographics and also, you know, some ways to figure out what to do on the CDC website. Just yesterday, I was looking at, they have a little flow sheet, and it's asking, you know, do I need to be tested? And it'll give you some information. It'll say, like, were you exposed? How many days ago? And you can really go down and figure out, okay, yeah, I do need to get a test. All of those things are available on the CDC website. They really have the up-to-date latest on, you know, what the research is and why the decisions that have been made have been made. So I would go there for your best information.
All right. We will check it out. Dr. Patel, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM, Ian Port here, and Dr. Patel, infectious disease physician at University of Michigan, with some really good information about the Omicron variant, about the need to be vaccinated, how it's helping so many people in this really difficult time.